Aloha. Today I'd like to talk with you about the subject-specific class on change. The world in which we live, particularly in the last several decades, has been full of change. We've seen dramatic changes in the workplace. We've seen dramatic changes in society, in politics, in economics. The arrival of the cell phone, the arrival of the computer. All manner of things have changed in our lives. And change is rather unsettling and disquieting. Change at work is a very different circumstance. I used to tease people in classrooms, asking how many people were married, and tell them to go home and ask their significant other if they would sleep on the other side of the bed. Then I would tell them to let me know what it was like sleeping on the couch that night. There are things that we do in our family lives, in our homes, with our children and spouses, that are serious change. Change at work, it's not as serious. However, habits are awfully hard things to overcome. Change is all around us. We see that in the equipment and the way that computerization has gotten into controlnetry. We now have sensors throughout the machine so that we can have early warning systems through telematics that will advise us that the engine is overheating or the air filter is plugged. All manner of tools are available at our disposal. Think in terms of your dealer business system and the information that you have available today. There's change everywhere. But we have to make sure that we're taking full advantage of everything that we do to be as effective as we can. A client of mine years ago told me there was only three things that were important to him. One was making money, one was having fun, and one was being effective at what he did. And he said it didn't really matter what the order was of those three things. I think that's reasonably good advice. If we're working in a job, we want to make sure that we do the job to the best of our ability. One of my fundamental beliefs is that everybody wants to do a good job. Similarly, everybody can do more than what they think they can. This is about striving to achieve our potential. So we have to deal with change in a different manner. Joel Barker, a futurist, brought us a term, paradigms, in the early 1980s. A paradigm is a model, a pattern. And he used paradigms as a tool to describe how change was impacting the business world. A pattern of behavior allows us to see from the outside how we view ourselves on the inside. There's the old expression, it's always nice to have fresh eyes look at things. So when Barker brought along the term paradigm, we started thinking about things a little differently. There's a paradigm that kings are in place because of the intervention of God, their direct relationship to the Heavenly Father. There was a belief for the longest time that the world was flat, that every light in the sky is a star. There was a whole host of things that we believed that turned out to be false. That's also true with work. It's how we opened up North America. There's two terms that we want to be thinking about. One is pioneers, and the other is settlers. The pioneers are the ones that go out without having adequate maps or understanding of what they're going to find. They're brave. They're courageous. The settler, he follows the pioneer. Once everything is safe, the settler can go out and take advantage of what happens around them. That's also true in business. We find a way of doing something, and good becomes the enemy of the great. What we do, well, it's good. It's terrific. Everything we do in life is that way. As children, we're given gold stars on our assignments for homework. When we come to work, we end up having the same process, and we get very comfortable with it. There was a gentleman who wrote a book called Sacred Cows Make Better Burgers in the 1980-90 period. So we want to be able to look at those processes and procedures as if they were sacred cows. This class exposes all manner of different examples tools that you can use to identify the changes that you need to take in your parts business. You cannot simply continue to do what you've always done and expect better and different results. That's the definition of insanity that was given to us by Albert Einstein. This class covers everything that you can conceivably think of relative to change, from the paradigms of Bob Barker to the sacred cows of Bob Treacle to all of the issues in between. I hope this explanation has helped you understand a little bit more about what we will be dealing with in change for the parts business in this subject-specific class. I look forward to talking with you on other subjects in the near future.